Okay. Now you can tell the story, because I want to record it, because I want to remember. Go ahead, tell the story. So this is the woman that Chantuboa referred to you.
She relate because her mom and my mom is a distant relative something, but we live at the same village, so it became very close. She said when I was young, she said your grandparents' house was not tall, you know, like 5 or 6 steps, I said, which was true. And one day, she was walking from the, because I live close to the river bank than her. And she said she was walking from the river bank and saw me sitting on the step of the stair, you know, with a sad face. And she was walking with another female, maybe friend or family. She said, that's Sinan. She's the daughter of Mr. Sokson, you know. But her father abandoned her because he, before I was born, the Chinese fortune teller tell her that I was not a good, when I was, would be born, I was not a good girl. I would destroy his, how to say, his reign.
His reign?
Yeah, because reign.
Yeah, you mean R-E-I-G-N. You mean she's telling you that someone told her this is what a Chinese fortune teller told your father?
The Chinese fortune teller
told your father this?
Because he, you know, he went to them and they told that the next
child,
will be a girl and she will destroy his
his reign.
Reign. That means, so...
Yeah, I know what you mean. His
so
career.
So that is why he hates me since then, because he said, when I will be born, he will demote, you know?
Yeah.
So, he told my mom that when I come out of the womb, I should be giving away. But my grandparents had a feeling, so he kept me. They kept me, and he didn't know that until I, you know.
What were they supposed to do with you?
Huh?
They were supposed to put you up for adoption or kill you?
Adoption. Give away to somebody. Because then, when I was born in 1948, and he was not the mother.
So it's all bullshit.
Yeah, but he hates me since then. He said that is a story, that's why your father hates you, because Chinese fortune teller tell him so. He will be the motor, he will be, instead of colonel, will become maybe, I don't know.
But that's all crazy, you know that.
Huh?
The man was crazy.
So that is why he said she know everything, because we live very close. It's a close net, you know. And she said your father is crazy too. He thinks that you come out of the womb and he will be having trouble.
And the reality is, he had trouble because of his own character.
No, because he grew up too much.
I know, that's what I just said, because
he's... Not letting him fought, not letting him in how arrest.
I know, but because he was also corrupt.
Yeah, he took too many cow or buffalo to Vietnam, you know, to sell. That's what the lady told me. Because she's older than me,
yeah.
And she lived there for a long time, you know.
Hmm.
She went to Cambodia 8 times. She came here in 1987. She said she stayed at the Tawadam camp in Long Beach, no, in Thailand. And she hate Thailand because Thai people at that time, how to say it? Like, what do you call when you were, you know, like a beat and humiliate us, you know, and steal from us and beat. And she said when she go to Cambodia, she never took the Thai Airlines to Bangkok. She rather pay high price, goes to Singapore before the Korean Airline appears. She said she hate Thai because she lived for 5 years and they rape people, they kill, and there is no law. And sometimes they gave food, sometimes they steal from us, you know. She said very, very...
The wife of the dentist, while you were getting your teeth cleaned by her husband, she told me the story of how she and her family were sent to a camp in Thailand, where they got, somehow they got to the camp, I don't know. But then they were forced out of that camp back into Cambodia, but not with any preparation. They were just forced into an area where there were landmines and no water and so forth. And they had to walk on, she said as a little girl, she remembered they had to walk on the dead bodies of the people that were blown up because of the landmines.
Yeah.
And they had to drink whatever water they found. And she said it took 3 months from them to get from the camps in Thailand back into, until they met Vietnamese soldiers or Cambodian soldiers, who in Cambodia, who rescued them and helped them survive and get back to Phnom Penh. And so she told another story, another part of the many stories of what happened to, you know, the people. And, you know, the Americans don't hear any of that. All they hear is, you know, the U.S. believe the Khmer Rouge and the Vietnamese were the same.
Uh-huh.
And then they think, you know, like it's like people in the camps were all, you know, treated the same, which is not true, because it depends on who ran the camp, right, who was in charge of the camp. And they have no idea how many times the people were humiliated, abused, and, you know, hurt.
Wife told me that when Thai fought them back, they fought through Preah here, and it's a very deep, you know.
Hilly, yeah.
And they had to climb by the, what you call?
Ropes?
Rope. And he carried the young child. He said he would never come back to Thailand again. But 2.5 years later, his young son, he 3 years old, and he saw a helicopter, and he said, go to America. And he had a feeling that's why he used the gold to buy the way back to Thailand.
So he went back to Thailand?
Yeah.
After that experience, they went back?
2.5 years later.
To get out?
Yeah, because he fell back because the young child, one day he saw a helicopter, and he said, go to America by that helicopter. The young child now, that his daughter, that girl, he was born in 1977 during a Pol Pot, so he 33 now. When he was 3 years old, he showed his father that helicopter, Cambodian called Ketumroy. He said, we go to America by that Ketumroy, you know. And he hate Thailand, but because of children, that's why they came back. He said his wife worked very hard, you know, to buy stuff, resell to make some gold, you know, and they buy their way back to Thailand. With grandma, grandma passed away, you know that, huh? There are 7 people in the family, and 3 kids, and grandma, and his daughter that live in Hawaii now. And but the lady from Long Beach, she hate Thailand very much. She said the Thai soldier raped Cambodian women and then beat us and then, you know, humiliate us. And they didn't give the portion sometimes. They didn't have anything to eat, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a sad, sad story.
I know.
And I hate when Sienu came back to power because he's the one who destroyed us. And now he still has his name. That's why I don't want to see Cambodia anymore. I hate him because he played with the country like a toy, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And now his son is the king of Cambodia, even though he does not have the power, but he has his father's name, you know.
And they still have a lot of money and privilege.
I never wanted.
And listen to the word you used, the English word you used. You said your when you about your father, you said your father, the Chinese fortune teller told your father that when you were born, you would.
Be the girl,
and you would cause him to lose his reign.
And
in English, the word reign, what in English, we wouldn't use the word reign. We'd say his career or something, right?
Yeah.
The word reign is more comes from the idea of royalty. No, I understand. Reign. In what I'm saying in English, a king or a prince or an official reigns. A reign has to do with the time that a king is in power. In Cambodia, you said, you told me it was like a you know, the colonialism is what made the country so bad and so weak to begin with, and you're right. But reigning is part of the problem, because reigning means the ideas of royalty are still in charge. Your father,
yeah, because now I know, but he's saying that he will lose his career because of me. But see, I did not have to be born.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
I was innocent.
No, you were innocent. But he was part of a sick system. The sick system was combination of colonialism, right, from the French, and what was left over, a kind of crazy royalty. Then the U.S. bombed it. So then they put La Nol in, and La Nol is a corrupt, another corrupt military, fighting his own people, you know, killed a lot of his own people. And so that encourages revolutionary groups, many of them, not one. It wasn't just the Khmer Rouge, there were others. But the insanity of the whole thing ends up with an insane, the most insane revolutionary group that ever existed in history.
But La Nol was evacuated by helicopter.
Yeah, because he was CIA.
By the CIA to Hawaii,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, he was a CIA front man, you know? So your father was part of that craziness, Sanat. And you're right, in no way was it your fault ever. Anything.
Now, before I respect Hun Sen, okay, now he becomes like a emperor. He doesn't want to leave the post, so let people, you know, young people have a new idea, and they vote for whoever they want to, you know.
Yes.
And he become billionaire, he should
No, you're right. But he changed. And Chantuboa, she said the same thing. And everyone who knows, they see he changed, you know?
And that's why I said there will be another war, because people maybe now, I heard that a lot of them don't have job. You finish school and no place to work, you know, and no money to spend. And Gentu told me that if you go to Phnom Penh, to Cambodia, you have to be careful with your pocket. Don't carry purse, you know. Put the money somewhere in front of you, and because of pickpocket everywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody help, because they are afraid those people have knife or, you know, how to say?
A weapon.
A weapon to kill, and nobody will help you. She has a house in Tua Ta Phung. She said she get tired of Cambodia now, become so corrupt. She has a boyfriend, American boyfriend.
Yeah, she told me.
Who lived there, and she had two maids. She said she gains weight because the food is so good. But besides that, there's nothing new, you know. Corrupt everywhere. And too many people, too much dirt, you know. And if you eat something, you have to be very, very careful. Because now they put kimchi in.
They put what?
Kimchi. Chemical.
Oh, chemical.
To make it look fresh. And so when you eat, sometimes they have diarrhea, you know. I don't want to go there.
I understand.
Anymore.
But I'm glad that, anyway, I'm glad you talked to Chantu Boa. And did you talk to this other woman?
Yes, she was in the same
village.
Group that I was in, 100 women.
Same group?
During Pol Pot, they put the women who don't have a husband or a single together.
And she was from your village?
She was in the, like, 10 villages, and they chose women who...
No, I mean, was she in the village when you were born?
No, the village that I evacuated to.
Oh, the village you evacuated to. So she knew you from the village that you evacuated to.
But we, like, I live in the village number 2, I don't know what... No, we call 1 to 9. I don't know which village she lived in.
Oh, I misunderstood. The village that you lived in as a little girl by the river.
No.
Did
Did
Chantu Boa live from in your village?
We were the same in the same commune, but different village.
This is during Pol Pot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was talking about the village when you were a little girl.
No, she was she was born at the same village that I was born to. But when
Chantu Boa was born in the same village.
Yes,
as your village.
We evacuated, we were at the same.
And you were also evacuated when you were sent to the same commune village?
Yeah.
That's an amazing coincidence.
And she was in the same group that they cried that I don't have a husband.
Did you know her then?
Huh?
Did you know her then?
Yeah, I still remember. She had a beautiful face.
And when you met here, did you know her from that time?
Pardon me?
But I'm not talking about the woman you talked to on the phone tonight. Chantu Boa, was she also in the village?
No, Chantu Boa, she's in Australia.
No, but okay. But who was born in the same village as you?
The woman that lived along with.
Okay. And was Chantu Boa born in the same village as you?
Yes.
So the three women were all born in the same village?
Yes.
And then the two of you, not Chantu Boa, because she was in Australia.
Yes.
But Chantu Boa was in Australia. But the other woman and you, who you did not talk to until now, were in the same commune during the time of Pol Pot.
Yes.
She saw you sitting on the steps. So she, the woman from your village when you were born, and also she saw you in the commune under Pol Pot.
We were in the same group.
Did she know you were from that girl from the village?
Yes. She said, my sister name, and she said, oh, that's not the sister of, you know.
Hmm. So she knew, not only knew you when you were in the village, but she knew about something about your life, because she knew what your father said.
Because her mom related to my mother.
Ah, okay. So that's, I forgot that part. Her mom was from that village also, and your mom was from that village. That's why the grandfather and grandmother were there. I see. So
she said my mom was beautiful when she was young. That's why my father chose her, you know.
I see. Does she know anybody from that village today?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Maybe she has a picture of your mom.
No, I don't think so.
Or maybe she knows somebody from that village.
I still remember her face through the picture, but I don't have it with me.
You mean your mom's face?
And when she died, you know, they put in front of the casket.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that we were, the lady and I were in the same group. They call 100 women, single women, because her husband, they took away and killed. So they put her with me.
Hmm.
From one of bullet number one to bullet number nine, they put in one group, you know. So we went everywhere together. Okay. It's very interesting, yeah. And I said, you know why my father hate me so much? And she told me about that story.
You didn't know that until tonight.
I didn't know that because he said I will destroy his career. So he hates me since I was in the womb. Hmm. And he told my mom that gave her away, don't keep, you know. Hmm. Gave her for adoption. And if he didn't bring me to Phnom Penh, there would be a lot of auntie, uncle there. I am sure if my grandparents passed away, they would take care of me, you know, because we relate to each other like a commune, and maybe 10 or dozen houses relate to each other.
Mm. So now this woman lives in Long Beach?
Yeah. She retired. She worked at the restaurant. She said she came here. She married to the, what do you call, 1, 2, 3, 4, the rank for the military. What do you call?
Four stripes, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, the not an officer, but enlisted.
Officer.
No, an officer. With four?
Yeah. What do you call?
Four-star general?
No. Under the colonel, what is that?
Well, under a colonel.
Major.
Major, yes.
Yeah. From Cambodia in the old days. But he said he took her to work and then he gambling too much. There is no money left, you know. So she divorced him and she never remarried again.
Yeah. Sinan, would you like to see her? I don't mean fly there. I mean we can do the Skype and you can talk to her.
She doesn't have a computer.
She can go to any coffee shop near her house.
No. If I feel well, I want to see her in person.
But you may not be able to, Sinan, because you can't travel right now.
No.
Hmm. You're so stubborn. See? It's fun to talk to old people and see them, you know. And
no, she talked too fast. I cannot catch her. I cannot ask her any question. She just...
Well, but if you see her and we're doing it with Skype, we can record what happens. We can record what she says.
I don't feel like now, sorry.
No, I don't mean right now. I mean maybe tomorrow, the next day, something, you know.
No. She's very ill. She has a heart problem. She said because of not fall fault with her, but the Thai people with her so much and no nothing to eat. They steal everything, her belonging, like gold, something.
Yeah.
And she didn't have anything to exchange for food, you know. And so she said even though she heard people move the lawn, her heart beat a lot.
Okay, I'm just suggesting, you're different. I would like to see the person, you know, but you don't want to.
She's not beautiful. Before she was beautiful before, but now she is sick too much, and she look old than her age. She's 68 now.
So she was 6 years older than you.
She was born in
42.
1942?
Yes.
No, 42?
Yeah. If she's 6 years older than you, then she was born about 1942.
No, that my father hated me to God like that.
He didn't hate you. He was a sick, sick bastard.
But he should not bring me to Phnom Penh.
I agree. But maybe he decided he had to because people knew about you. See, he said, get rid of her, and your mother didn't. Your mother protected you by sending you to her parents. Her mother, your grandma.
Why, kept me secretly with
yes,
my grandparents.
Yes, and then got money.
And he thought that I was the away for adoption.
So he finds out that you are there, and now he wants to get you back so he can control you. And then he beats you. Well,
abuse me emotionally,
yes,
and what do you call physically? That is not good.
No, it's terrible, Sunan. You're right.
I get with too much, you know. That's why I run away.
Yeah.
I run to live with my sister. 9 children, hello, 3 boys, and 2 girls. That's it. And so I ran away to live with the one that he loved the most. The girl, the sister, number 5. I'm number 6. I ran away to live with her because she's professor at a college like 30 kilometers from Phnom Penh. You know, I took a public bus and to live with her. Because I cannot stand. He beat me. You know? And he said, 3 more days, I'm going to take you to be a servant, to be a maid or servant of the people that live, you know, like an Indian house.
Yeah, at the end of the road, the corner.
Just 1 house away. Mm-hmm. And I was mad. I said, if he want me to be a maid, why not a kilometer from now? Why so close to the house? That is,
you know why?
Jesus.
Yes, he wanted to humiliate you. He was trying to.
Now she's over.
Now he's gone.
I go to sleep now. 2 o'clock soon.
Okay.
He just took off the light. Okay.